Welcome to It's All About Clarity, the go-to podcast for bringing clarity to your financial journey. Join Mark Pearson and the Nepsis team as they share insights to portfolio management, tax strategy, and more. Whether you're interested in investing, retiring, giving, saving, advising, or tax planning, here, it's all about clarity.
Welcome to the Nepsis podcast. I am Mark Pearson, founder and chief investment officer at Nepsis Inc. For those of you who know, the podcast historically has been called Investing with Clarity podcast. We are super excited about this, number one, being our 100th podcast here at Nepsis. And with the 100th podcast, we thought it would be a great opportunity to switch it up a little bit, change the format, and hopefully bring greater value, greater insight, and ultimately greater clarity to our listeners who listen and watch our podcast. As I said, this is our 100th podcast. We are changing the format, as you can see here. We are also changing the name to It's All About Clarity from Investing with Clarity. There have been a lot of changes at Nepsis in the last year. We'll be talking about those changes, why we're excited about those changes, and ultimately, at the end of the day, what we really want to be able to do is provide value in the 30 to 45 minutes we spend with you, that you can take two or three nuggets away from you and help you not only invest with clarity, retire with clarity, give with clarity, but as we like to say, make it all about clarity. So thank you for joining us for our 100th episode. Alongside of me, I have some of the comrades that will be along on most of the podcasts that we do. We'll also occasionally throw some guests in. To my left, I have my son, Matt Pearson. I'm going to have them all introduce themselves to the podcast here so you all know who they are and their background. But if you're watching this visibly, you probably are thinking that Matt and I are brothers. But he wishes, no, I'm his father. And then I have, of course, many of you know, Sir Chuck Getzweiler.
Hey, Mark.
The Investing with Clarity guru he is my chief. What's your title today?
Chief Research Officer.
Chief? I mean, that just sounds so big.
That's official.
Wow. That is official. The Chief Research Officer here at Nepsis, I'm proud to say, for those that don't know, that Chuck has been by my side for probably now 20 years. About 20 years.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful that he has stuck alongside me and put up with my antics. And last but not least, we have Brian Eberle. He is the president of Nepsis Tax. Yes, Nepsis owns a tax solutions firm. We're going to talk about a little bit about that today. And of course, this is one of the big reasons for the change, as we want to bring strategies. We want to bring insight. We want to bring education to help our listeners gain greater clarity, accomplish their life's goals, their investing goals, and again, make it all about clarity. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be here, Mark.
I mean, we're going to
It is our job to be here, I guess.
Yeah, you guys are responsible for being
here. We have to be here.
Yes. Okay, why don't we start with Matt and introduce yourself to the crowd. Many people probably don't know who you are. And tell them why you're here, who you are, what you do, what your role here is in Nepsis.
Yeah, well, my official title is president. And
he had to pay for that.
Yeah. I don't get paid for it, but I do a lot of different things, mostly what Mark tells me to do. But one of my favorite parts of my job is I work very closely with Brian on the tax side. I work with the advisors on the wealth side, and I spend a lot of time with Brian integrating the two. It's been a fun year this past year as we've transitioned the tax firm in. I've learned a lot, more than I thought I would learn about the tax side of the business. But I'm looking forward to a lot of the initiatives that we have working with Brian on the wealth side and the tax firm together. We've been working on a lot of fun stuff over the past year that now we get to put it into action. So a lot of my job is that, and working with the advisors and implementing tools and resources for the entire company as we're growing, onboarding more employees, making us run efficient as possible.
So I didn't in the beginning of the podcast, which I probably should. And before I go to Chuck, I should give a little bit of background for those who maybe haven't seen our podcast or heard our historical podcast, which was done audibly. First of all, Nepsis is a firm that I started in late 1994. So we are going on almost 30 years here in the financial services business. Historically, as a financial advisory firm, we've done everything from financial advising services to in-house portfolio management as what they call the third-party money manager, where we manage money for other clients of other financial advisors. We now own a tax firm, an insurance agency, and a CPA firm. And so the 30 years that Nepsis has been around, we have a long history, a long legacy of providing a very high level of what I would refer to as a complete, total package, if you will, of providing clarity and advice in multiple areas of the financial services business. So to piggyback off of what Matt just said, we are super excited about our new website, updated website at nepsisinc.com. That's NEPSISINC.com. And on that website, you'll see our story, Nepsis story video, put together by our fantastic video crew. Shout out to Josh. You can pay me later. Take a look at the video. It gives a great history of how long Matt's been a part of the story, part of Nepsis, as well as the rest of my family. I'm super blessed that not only have a firm for 30 years, but also have my wife, my daughter, and my two sons all part of the team, walking side by side in what we hope is creating a great family legacy and impacting people's lives. So check out NepsisInc.com. Okay, Chuck.
Yes.
My investing sidekick. Would you like to reintroduce yourself to people? Tell them who you are. Tell them why you like me, if you do.
I very much like you.
Well, thank you.
My name's Chuck Etzweiler, Chief Research Officer, and Mark, you forgot, Senior Vice President.
Oh, that's right.
And that's because of my age. I think I'm the oldest person in the firm.
You don't look it.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was thinking also, we've known each other nearly 20 years. Isn't the definition of a 20-year period a score? So 20 years?
20 years, four scores, and yeah, 20 years ago?
Gettysburg Address. Yeah,
there you go.
I was just thinking that.
That's pretty good.
So my role, right, is
yes.
I do something. But the thing that I love the most is articulating our investment process to our group of advisors and other professionals. It's great for people to learn. I want to mention one other thing, Mark, because I was thinking about doing this, very much excited about the 100th podcast. And when Mark and I first met, his process, his thought about everything in the business, I was like, what is this? This just doesn't really compute to me. And over the years, you will probably all have heard this before, person who converts their thought process, does a whole 180, when they begin that new thought process, they become the most ardent supporters of whatever message it is. And this is the clarity message.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited where the firm is being taken, and it's all about clarity. It's clarity, certainly, in every point.
That's awesome.
So it's been a great 20 years, another 20 years.
We got another 20 to go. I mean, you and I are barely over 40, so we got a lot more time on our side. And Brian's over there looking like, wait a minute.
What have I got?
I don't think that's true.
You guys look great.
Thank you. All right, before I introduce Brian, I want to give a little bit of background about why Brian's here. Obviously, Chuck has been here as my chief research officer and helping develop the content and the information and the decisions that are made from an investment standpoint, both from the investments that we own as well as macro situations going around the world economically, politically, and the such. About a year ago now, we purchased a 75-year-old CPA firm, a legacy CPA firm that had a great reputation here in the Twin Cities. For those of you who don't know, we're here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I have known Brian for about 12 years, and I thought there would be no better person to run Nepsis Tax Solutions than Brian because of his background, his experience, and I'm going to let him tell you all that. But the last 12 months have been about a period of shifting, a period of, as Chuck talked about, taking a 180, if you will. And it really hasn't been a 180. This process of a CPA firm, this process of having what we refer to as the family office framework, has really been something that's been in my mind probably for 15 years or so. But the industry is changing, and the needs and the desires of investors and clients are changing dramatically with technology, with AI, with the fact that, you know, in the days when I was started in the business, investors didn't do their own trading. They went through a stock brokerage firm. Things have changed dramatically, and it's important for Nepsis that we maintain a leadership role in thinking forward in how we provide value to our clients, and frankly, to people who aren't our clients. Everyone who listens to this podcast are not going to be or not going to become a client of Nepsis. And that's okay. My bigger passion and my family's bigger goal is to provide impact for everybody to multiply their talents at the greatest level they can. And so hiring Brian is a major, strong, important piece of where Nepsis is going with the family office framework. And I'm grateful that I have known Brian for the last 12 years. I didn't take 12 years to convince him to come. I only asked him about a year ago, just for the record, in case anyone's thinking, why did it take you so long to hire such a great guy? It's not that I didn't want to hire him. So with that being said, I'm going to turn it to Brian and let Brian give a little bit of a history about himself.
Perfect. Thank you, Mark, and great to be here. The last year has been one of the best years of my life professionally. And just to piggyback a little bit off of what you just said with the 180 shift and the I always refer to it as a paradigm shift in the professional services world, specifically in the accounting industry where I've been for the last 10, 12 years. But when you think about what clients truly want in across all professional services, there's two things you can deliver to them: a service or a product they expect, or a service or product they value, right? So when you talk about you bought a 75-year-old CPA firm over a year ago now, we were delivering products that, and still do it very well, but they're products that clients expect. They're products that clients need to stay in compliance with the IRS, with the government, with the state, the various states throughout the country. So a big part of our mindset over the last year, as soon as we got in and working with Matt and the rest of the team, is, okay, how do we shift not just the mindset of our people to, okay, let's focus on what our clients value compared to what they expect, but what are all the processes we need to put in place? What are the new positions we need to create? How do we train on that? How do we communicate with clients on that? How do we price those services to be able to deliver in a scalable way, right? Because the last thing you want to do is sit down with a client and promise them the world and tell them you're going to do all this great value-added service, but then not have the infrastructure, the process, and the people to do that, which right. is a big part of the family office framework, which yep. gives us that structure. And then the people and the process, which we've just been
right.
diving into for the last year. And here, a year later, I'm excited by the amount of process, the amount of systems, the amount of infrastructure that we've built on the tax side. And it's a big thank you to Nepsis and you and Matt and the rest of the team, because most CPA firms, most professional service firms, when you look at Nepsis Tax as a standalone entity, even as before we bought it or you bought it, they don't have the resources to do a fraction of what we've done
right.
In the year. Yeah. So your commitment to providing clarity to individuals across all areas of their life is just amazing, and I'm pumped to be in the role and actually have those resources to go and deploy and do everything that I've learned and utilize my experience over the last 20 years, really,
right?
And be able to shorten that runway, right. so to speak. So,
right.
thank you for that.
Well, I appreciate the kind words. Let's dive a little bit deeper into helping people who are listening. When you talk about a CPA firm, you talk about the compliance. You talk about what people expect versus what people value. To the average person, they probably are an employee of a company, or they're self-employed, or they own a company, right? And so everybody's got to do their tax returns at the end of the year, right? That's your tax compliance. What are some of the other tax compliance things that a typical CPA firm does? And just go with me on this.
Yeah. No, it would be similar on the, so you hit on the tax side, the compliance side, and the regulatory side. But then there's the whole accounting side, right? Having your books in good order, you know, everything that goes into the bookkeeping, the accounting, which obviously flows up into the tax and the reporting side of it.
Yep.
But again, those are going to be, those are your expect items. That's the stuff that you're getting hired, not because the business owner or the individual is excited to, hey, help me with this.
Yep.
It's, can you get this done for me? It's a pain in yep. the neck, and let's just yep. get it out of the way. And, you know,
it's the blocking and tackling, if you will, of football. But when you go into a football game or a baseball game, whatever sport it may be, I'm just using football as the analogy, there's blocking and tackling. You got to go in and do the things you're expected to do every game, right? That's the compliance aspect. That's the CFO services mm-hmm. for business owners who need bookkeeping services, all those kinds of things. They're very tangible in nature to people. But every coaching staff that goes into a game also has a strategic plan, right? They just don't do all the compliance. There is a plan behind what they're trying to accomplish. That is the whole basis of NEPSIS tax planning. We can do the blocking and tackling. In fact, you should expect us to do that. And we're going to do that blocking and tackling all the time for our clients. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we're going to be like coaches. We have a team of coaches. We have a team of advisors. We have financial advisors. We have CPAs. We have attorneys. And all of these coaches come together, and they have a strategy or multiple strategies to help their clients, for lack of a better phrase on the analogy, to win the game, yep. right? To have ultimate clarity. So let's take a little bit and let's talk about what tax planning means. Why is NEPSIS different in tax planning? Because that also correlates back into Chuck and the investing side at NEPSIS.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I love your analogy of the game. What I would say to that as well is the game never ends in yeah. planning, right?
And true.
It's ongoing. It's you know, you get a first down, you get a possession, you know, move the ball along the field, you punt, you move back, you adjust, and it keeps going and going and going, and the game never ends in the planning world that we live in.
Yep.
It literally lasts for generations and generations and generations, which is awesome about what we do, because we could have impact not just for the individuals that we work with, but their, you know, great, great, great grandkids
exactly.
with the planning that we do.
Yes.
So as it relates to what separates us and how we do some of that planning to get to that point where we can have that level of impact, is really starting with proactiveness, right? So when a client or your traditional client comes in for those expect items that we just spoke about, they're coming in, they might say, hey, I sold this asset last year, I have a capital gain of $1 million or 100,000, number doesn't matter, or I sold this business, or, you know, should I put in my Roth? Should I do this? Should I do
right,
that?
Right.
Unfortunately, at that point, a lot of those strategies, it's too late. It's too late to implement,
yes.
right? So it's a reactive,
great point.
It's a reactive engagement that most people have with their CPAs,
yeah.
and we'll put them in their
great
silo for
point.
This point. Where we separate ourselves and what we pride ourselves on, right? When we shift our mindset to, okay, we know we could do the expect items, we could do those returns just as good as everyone else out there. We can do the bookkeeping just as
many
good
times
as
better,
else
by the way, for the record,
because
I've learned in the last year how many tax returns can be done incorrectly and stuff that's missed. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I just think people get into a routine, CPAs, right? It becomes automated to them.
Yeah.
And you lose focus. Anyway.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a whole other thing we could unpack probably in another episode, but in defense of those CPAs is they're burnt out. Yes. I mean, they are working 70, 80. We had a CPA just join us, worked 200-hour weeks last year. So, I mean, it's hard to imagine that.
It's no wonder he loves us.
And that's in a stressful 100 hours. It's not,
right,
you know, it's
right.
Not hanging out with Chuckles having a
right.
cocktail.
Right.
So,
which is zero stress.
Yeah, stress-free.
Yep. So again, back when we shift our mindset to, okay, we know we could do the expect items really well. We now need to define what are the value adds that we could provide. How can we integrate it across all of our multiple disciplines? And when we're focusing on that, right, when we're having conversations with clients proactively, right, this, it doesn't matter the time of year, but we're having conversations around, you know, what do you want your legacy to be? What, you know, if you're charitably inclined, what building do you want your name on? What core values do you want to transfer on to the next generation?
Yeah.
How do you want to protect what you've
yeah.
built, right? Maybe you have three kids at the, you know, how do you want to distribute your wealth? You might be giving one kid a business opportunity, whereas, you know,
right.
it's not just not easy one third in that example.
That's how I'm doing it, unless they don't behave themselves.
Yeah. So just having that focus first internally on the team of, okay, what can we do? What are we good at? What resources do we have? Can we make sure we can deliver on what we're promising?
Right.
And then just having those fun conversations with the client,
right?
Which is hard for CPAs to do because, right, they're trained to check the boxes, go research, go look at something,
right?
Report it, and
right.
it's done. There's no gray area,
yeah.
Right? When you're doing proper planning and asking those great questions, you almost have to forget you're a CPA or a financial advisor or whatever, and just no, you're a human being trying to help another human being.
Exactly.
Right? What keeps you up at night?
Consultative.
Absolutely. What
yeah.
keeps you up at night? What's driving you crazy? What's the biggest initiatives you're working on?
Yeah.
In a perfect world, what would this look like? What would
yeah.
that look like? And when a client answers those two or three questions, you're starting down your path of gaining clarity of, okay, here's where we need to get to in the fourth quarter.
Right.
Now let's back up, because when they tell us and give us an idea of where they want to go, there's going to be 30, 40, 50 things in a lot of cases that we need to do to get there.
Yeah.
And everyone knows you can't
yeah.
accomplish it all
yeah.
at once. So
yeah.
a big part of our team's goals, once we have that proactive conversation and we have tools to do that, is okay, now let's create an action plan. Let's start to zone in on, okay, what's
right.
the biggest initiatives for the next quarter?
Right.
And that's how we do it. We go quarter by quarter.
Yeah.
Right. So what's going to be our sprint for these 90 days? Let's regroup after 90 days and then keep
yeah.
going. And the lift's usually heavier in the beginning to get everything in place. But we also don't want to overwhelm the clients.
Right.
Right. So it's part of it is the emotional side of it, holding their hand. And a lot of the conversations are sensitive, emotional conversations.
Yeah.
So
process before progress.
Well, I was going to say, yeah. And process is huge, and having Brian implement these processes has been huge, because when we acquired the tax firm, I think one of the, and you touched on it earlier, the industry is changing, and you see it in the news now, more and more wealth management firms are buying and acquiring CPA firms. And I think a lot of people think, oh, I'm going to go buy a CPA firm and I'm going to flip all the clients. They're all going to become my
that is very
advisor
true.
Clients.
Yeah, they're all going to become clients.
And I think one thing that we've done really well on this transition is not be pushy with the current tax clients.
Right.
We built the foundation, as Brian touched on, you built the processes. Yes, we have a goal of getting, you know, we always want more clients, but I think building the process and the foundation that we did at the tax firm really set us up to scale.
Yes.
Both the wealth and the tax side of the firm.
Matt, you bring up a great point about wealth management firms buying CPA firms. And just so I can pad his ego, even though he doesn't need any padding of his ego, trust me.
I'll always take it.
Trust me. You know, we had been looking at purchasing other advisory firms because historically our strength and what people knew us for was our in-house portfolio management. We have created a very specific process, including our conviction index that I'm gonna ask Chuck about here in a minute. And we have what I would refer to as to be some of the top-notch best portfolio management in the country. Now, a lot of people will say that, but we're very unique in how we manage money and why. Additionally, coinciding with that, one of the reasons why we bought the CPA firm was, as a firm, because of relationships that I have, we have access to investments and tax strategies for our clients very specifically that other people do not have access to. And so we're very excited about that. There'll be more on that coming in the future. But as Matt said, wealth management firms are going in and they're saying to the CPAs, let's get all the clients. That's the wrong approach. In my opinion, I believe that the CPA is the most trusted relationship in the relationship for a client, not the financial advisors, the CPA. And this is why financial advisors are always trying to partner with CPAs. CPAs are the ones who have the most trusted relationship with the client. They're the ones that go into the hood and the tax planning and the tax compliance more than anybody else. And let's be blunt and let's face it, you can't argue putting hard dollars back in your pocket when your accountant says, hey, you're getting a refund. Everybody loves a refund. Now let's go to the clients and say, not only are you going to get a refund, but we just saved you XYZ on your taxes this year, next year, and the year after. That's providing value. That's not doing what's expected. And financial advisors want to go try to get the CPA clients. We want to train our CPAs. We want to educate our CPAs to be consultants, to help our clients understand the power of tax planning and coinciding that with our Clarity roadmap on the financial planning side and our portfolio management on the inside. And so just over a year ago, back to MAP, we had been looking at buying financial advisory firms, and it's difficult to explain what was going through my head at the time, but I wasn't liking it. I wasn't comfortable with the process of talking to financial advisory firms. To be frank, because we have built the infrastructure that Matt and Brian talked about here a few minutes ago, it was way easier to buy a CPA firm. And Matt said one afternoon, hey, why don't we just buy a CPA firm? And little did he know that I had already been thinking about that for quite a few years, quite frankly. Shoot, I'd been talking to Brian for 12 years about, you know, working with CPAs and how you integrate and how you bring clients from the CPA to Nepsis for wealth management. I thought, that's a phenomenal idea, Matt. Why don't we just buy a CPA firm? And it went really fast.
It sure did. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah. And so we went and bought it. So I think it's important for people to know who watch and listen to this podcast that we have spent years and years and years and years of building a platform, a technology platform, a brand, a value proposition that our clients absolutely love. You cannot put a price on Clarity. You cannot put a value on Clarity. Everybody, in one way or another, one form or another, is looking for clarity in something or another. Here at Nepsis, our job is to help maximize that process. So, Brian, you have a phrase I absolutely love. By the way, did I give you enough of a shout out?
Yes, I appreciate it.
All right, good. You have a phrase that I love about people paying taxes. I would love for people on this podcast to hear this phrase because I think it is dead on, clear and concise.
Yeah, I think the crux of the phrase and why I bring it up and talk to clients about it very early on in the engagement is it goes back to the mindset, having them change their mindset, because most clients think they go earn income, any various types of income, and they pay tax and they're done and they have little control, right? They're reactive. CPA might say, oh, go put 50 grand in the SEP or go do this, go do that. Very reactive based.
Yep.
And the end user, the client, thinks that's all they can do, right? So one of the first things I always say to clients, prospects, when we're meeting with them is there's three places your money can go. It can stay within your family, it can go to the government, or it could go to charities of your choice at some point now or 40 years from now, 100 years from now, right? Part of our generational planning. And they usually look at me and, you know, say, yeah, I'm not just going to give all my money to charity just so I don't pay tax. But in any event, I always say you can only choose two of those three. And they look at me like, you know, what do you mean I have a choice, right? So that's the mindset piece.
Yep.
Letting them know, hey, here's the three places your money's going to end up. You're going to keep it. It's going to go to the government, state, or federal, and or to charity. You could choose two of the three. What two or three do you want us to prioritize, right? And
has anyone said government first?
Not that I've heard.
Just wanted to clarify that. Just wanted to make sure I clarified that piece.
Yeah. Just on that real quick, one last thought, Mark. Most people, when you say, so if when you sit down with them and before you position it that way and you say, do you give the charity? Are you charitably inclined? They say, no, I need the money for my family. I'm still building my wealth, right? A lot of people think about it that way. But when you lay it out like I did, they start to realize they're charitably inclined. It's just going to the state or the federal government in the way of tax. And I'm not saying that we don't pay tax.
Hey, my kids are the biggest charity I got.
I'm sorry, they appreciate that.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, so two of three places.
I love it. This is one of the reasons why we have decided to switch in closing up today. I'm going to go to Chuck here in a second on the conviction index. But this is why we have decided at the 100th podcast to switch it up to It's All About Clarity from Investing with Clarity. As many of you may know, Chuck and I have been doing these podcasts now for probably 4 years, 4 or 5 years.
It's been that long. And then also collaborated on that radio show for
we did the radio show before we did as you can tell by video clips in this podcast, as my mom used to always say, I always had a face for radio. And so I went and did some radio for a little bit.
You did.
And
really,
and the industry
it.
Well, thank you. And the industry is changing, and now we're going to the podcast format. And while I really felt, and I have heard testimonials about the Investing with Clarity podcast that are absolutely tremendous. I love it. Some of the comments we've gotten, the education that people have gotten from the Investing with Clarity podcast. Now it's time to take it to a broader spectrum. We are going to be doing these podcasts a couple times a month where we're going to bring in hard topics to talk about in the podcast so that our listeners and viewers can tune in and listen to very specific things that may matter to them. We did a filming yesterday for our tax planning video. That will be coming to our website at nepsisinc.com, hopefully in the near future. But one of the people that was there yesterday, actually, the models that came there yesterday both want to meet with one of our advisors, even though we were doing a film shooting, because they didn't know what they don't know. And the question I have for you today is, what is it that you don't know you don't know? And think about that. And that's why clarity is so important. Now, before we end, Chuckles.
Yes, sir.
The conviction index. So again, we used to be the Investing with Clarity podcast.
Sure.
Tell people about the conviction index and what it's all about.
Well, I'd love to, Ed. Before I get there, just 2 seconds.
Yeah, you take as much time as you want.
Thank you.
Maybe 4 seconds. A shout out to Brian and Matt, because this clarity message was incubated like decades ago, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
This is just so exciting just to see where the firm's going.
Well, thank
clarity
you.
In all aspects.
Yes.
So
thank you.
To get to your question, again, it's one of these 360s that somebody could do, or you could do the 180 and you can stop and say, I'm never going to go back and believe the way I used to. And the way you used to choose a money manager was by, did they have a 5-star rating? What's their past performance, right? Even though there's a little sign that says past performance is not indicative of the future.
Cracks me up. It's no common sense.
None whatsoever. As you would say, common sense isn't common, is it?
That common sense is uncommon.
So we'll get to the conviction index.
Yes.
So what does matter? Well, why would an investor want to have clarity other than to know that their money manager has a consistent, so think of the two C's, consistency and conviction.
Yes.
So consistency, excuse me, is easy to track, right? You monitor it and see, are they using the same discipline over and over again? But here's the big thing. The conviction index was really kind of, it took a lot longer than I thought, because conviction is maybe the understanding of, you know, the thoughts of how much positive impact this can have.
The variables.
The variables are more subjective. So it's been a while, but I'd just like
years
to tell you, yes, it should be ready at the end of this week.
I love it.
No, you like
it. Well, I love it. The conviction index, of course, for those who are trying to think to themselves, what in the heck is the conviction index? I went to my investment committee years ago and said, we need to build a conviction index in case I die, or if I'm gone and I can't do my job anymore being the chief investment officer at NEPSIS. And we've built the process of how we go about managing portfolios. But what really goes into those decisions of managing those portfolios? And that's what the conviction index is built on. It is built on getting into my brain about the conviction level I have about so many different variables that put me into the position to make the decisions that we make for our clients' portfolios. We don't publish historical returns. We never will, because they're historical. People always ask me, what are your historical returns? And we don't talk about them. And they say, well, how do I know I should have my money managed at NEPSIS? And my response says, you're asking the wrong question. What do you mean I'm asking the wrong question? You're asking the wrong question. The question you should be asking is, what is our client turnover rate? Our client turnover rate is so low, I don't even know. Maybe we lose 5 clients a year, 10. Relative on a percentage basis, extraordinarily small. That must mean that our investment team is doing something well. Now, that's important to the extent that when you come in for tax planning and you come in for help, you would be surprised, amazed at some of the strategies that can be utilized when you're working with the firm that does in-house portfolio management and invests in businesses, not in mutual funds or ETFs. The ability to have greater clarity and flexibility in your investments is an important component in maximizing your portfolio. This is why we always say to people, NEPSIS is about helping our clients maximize returns, minimize taxes, and take advantage of financial opportunities. So we're super excited about this being the 100th podcast. Go check out nepsisinc.com. Check out the content. It's all free. Watch for our new podcast. Download our NEPSIS app. You can go to Google Apps or you can go to iTunes Apps and you can download the NEPSIS app and you will get notified when new podcasts become available. Be on the lookout for our social media. Follow us on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the different social media genres for news and information coming out of NEPSIS on topics that we are now going to be speaking about in the future. Today, introduction. Future, we're going to get a lot more meaty, even though I believe you probably got 2 or 3 great nuggets out of the day. So thanks for your support. Thanks for watching or listening. Have a great day. And remember, it is all about clarity.